You're with Adam Shirley and Dan Borsha on ABC Radio Canberra.
One in five Australians experience food insecurity. That's where it's not clear where your meals are coming from, what you'll eat, if you'll have enough to eat. And there is an organisation that helps people in all sorts of difficult situations with food insecurity, including the capital region, Food Bank. It works to help people, Australia's largest food relief organisation, and they work in partnership with all sorts of charities to feed the vulnerable and the poor and the sick in our community. For this year's annual Giving Tree appeal at the ABC, we're partnering with Food Bank New South Wales and ACT. You will have seen in previous years the tree out the front of the Northbourne Avenue studios. You will have donated. Yeah, I think if previous years is anything to go by, nearly every Canberran has pitched in at some point, and for that we are most grateful. We are focused on collecting food and funds this year for Food Bank. Just how much is it needed? And who will be helped? Gerry Anderson is the CEO of Food Bank New South Wales and ACT. Gerry, a pleasure to meet you and thank you for coming by at the launch of today's Giving Tree appeal.
Adam, it's a pleasure to be here and it's great to have the ABC in Canberra as our partner. Food Bank's got a pretty tough job at the moment. I mean, you know the bushfires in the northern New South Wales, so our people are talking to charities there at the moment to see what we can do. But in the ACT, I mean, it's surprising how many people that we help down here. I mean, last year we supplied somewhere north of 700,000 meals in this area. And we've had a wonderful relationship with the Rotary Club of Canberra and St Vincent de Paul. And this Giving Tree is just a great initiative and for which we thank you. I mean, Food Bank's been around 27 years, so we're the longest food relief charity in Australia. And we supply about 70% of all food relief. So last year in New South Wales and the ACT, we supplied 22 million meals. And it's in September this year, since we started, we supplied our 150 millionth meal. So they're huge numbers. And look, they're shameful numbers to say in a country as lucky as Australia that we've had to do it.
When I wonder about the region too, Gerry, those who live outside the capital region sometimes have the misstereotype, I'll call it, of this being a really affluent region where no one struggles. What, in your experience, is the reality of people who can't afford to feed themselves here?
Look, per capita, we've got more welfare agencies and charities we're helping in the ACT than in the rest of the state. So we've got 45 here between the charities and the schools that we're helping. And that's a big number in a population of just a little short of 400,000. Mm. So, you know, it's a need. And any small change in what happens up on Federal Hill can have a real impact on those people who are doing it a bit tough. And we've just launched our 6th or 7th edition of our hunger report. And what it shows is 51% of the people we help are, in inverted commas, the working poor. Mm. So they're people who, they're mums and dads who are working hard, doing their best, but they get an electricity bill, their car breaks down or something, and all of a sudden they've got a crisis.
You mentioned schools before. School kids through to pensioners through to working mums and dads. What kind of people are affected by food insecurity here in the ACT and surrounding region?
Look, in this area, it's, again, the working poor, the unemployed, the single-parent families and the aged. I mean, that's the sad thing. And the aged sometimes are ones who get forgotten because they're out of the workforce, so they're not a stat that's readily seen. So what we're trying to do, Food Bank's like the pantry to the welfare sector. We supply charities, so we're not front line in the same context that Vinnie's or the Salvos would be, but we supply those people who supply food to that. And in the survey, it showed there's 700, across Australia, 700,000 kids go to bed without dinner or school without breakfast every day in Australia.
It's confronting stuff. It is 20 to 9. Adam Shirley and Dan Borsha with you on ABC Radio Canberra Breakfast. Very slow southbound on the Tuggeranong Parkway. Delays extend back southbound to Caswell Drive and Gungahlin Drive. So avoid that southbound heading into the Glenlock Interchange if you can.
And just by extension of the question that Adam asked a moment ago about whether or not this is a bit of a hidden issue, which we have heard in the past here, you spoke about some of the kind of policy and political mechanisms. What do you say to politicians here at the ACT level, those federally who come and meet here, about what's really happening on the ground here in Canberra, but also across the country?
Look, the thing that we notice, I mean, because food banks are federated groups, so we're like the Federated States of Australia. And so I represent the ACT and New South Wales. But the federal government haven't really got hold of what they can do to help food bank. I mean, they give food bank about $1 million a year. We've asked for $10 million and it needs to be $10 million. And the federal government have got to pull their share of the load. We are. The states are. But unfortunately, that's not happening. But look, we've got high hopes that the Morrison government will see their way clear to help us more with what we're doing for the drought. We've supplied 10,000 food hampers and 5,000 personal care hampers in the last 12 months with a cost to us over $1 million, and we haven't got a cent from the federal government for that. And we're happy to do that because New South Wales and Queensland have suffered really, really tough drought, and the drought hasn't gone away.
And with this specific campaign around the ABC Canberra Giving Tree, what are you asking for? What is it that you need?
Look, the types of products that the recipients of the charities need is things like canned meat, canned fruit, breakfast cereal, noodles, baked beans and spaghetti, baby food and formula. And a non-food item is nappies. Nappies are like gold to us because they're so expensive and we get very little donated. So it's those types of things, even things like dishwashing detergent and clothes washing detergent, soap, the simple things. I mean, all of those things can help. And all I ask to people, what you donate, try and ensure that it's still in date code and it's not something at the back of the cupboard that you didn't want to eat, so don't ask somebody else to eat. One thing you learn when you run a charity, and I spend time in our warehouse every day, things that aren't good enough for me to eat, poor people won't eat either. So, I mean, you've got to have that sort of litmus test. If you won't eat it, don't ask somebody else to. Yeah. And it's so important because tin things and all of that, because a lot of the people don't even have the full cooking facilities, so something that they can open and eat easily. I mean, it's surprising how many kids' afternoon snack is instant noodles. It's a packet of noodles and some boiling water. It's not too complex.
Yeah, and so essentially what you're after is anything that's not fresh fruit or veg, everything needs to be in containers, essentially.
Yeah, look, it's got to be ambient type things. Fresh fruit and vegetables, meat, fish and those things, while they're wonderful, but they don't work for this type of appeal.
And everything that is donated here, will it stay here?
It'll stay 100% in the local area. And that's really important from our point of view. Look, the community that helps should be the community that gets the rewards. Mm.
Given there can be surges on particular needs through appeals like this, but from what people are really struggling with, how useful are cash donations to food bank or via some sort of online account donation as part of this Giving Tree appeal?
Yeah, look, they can just go to www.foodbank.org.au and then they can geolocate to New South Wales and ACT. So we look after the ACT and New South locate, and then it goes on to our donation page, so that makes sure it gets to us. And look, it's fair to also just acknowledge the ACT government, Andrew Barr and his group of pollies. They provide funds for the transport from our warehouse in Sydney down here, and that's most appreciated.
Mm. The logistics are a big part of it. People can also donate the items that they want to provide here at the ABC at the reception, corner of Northbourne Avenue and Wakefield Avenues. There are a number of drop-off places as well. Details are available on abc.net.au/Canberra. I won't list them, But Gerry Anderson, important to highlight that these drop-off areas include places like Tuggeranong and Kippax and Phillip and Narrabundra. So there is a variety of areas depending on whether people live north or south of Lake Burley Griffin.
Yeah, and I think that's a great initiative because people don't always have to be able to come here. They can go to these five other places, and they're our partners anyway. Mm. We also in Canberra have a voucher scheme which is run by Canberra Rotary, and that's a voucher with some of those charities have the vouchers, and they can give them to people to take to and get sort of $10 worth of food that might in real terms be worth $30 or $40 in retail value. So that's a scheme that we've had in place for a couple of years, and that's run by the Rotary Club, and that works as well.
It begins today. Details are available on abc.net.au/Canberra and foodbank, all one word, .org.au to get an idea of exactly what it is that Food Bank New South Wales ACT would really appreciate for this Giving Tree appeal. Gerry Anderson, Chief Executive Officer of the ACT New South Wales region. How much will it mean for families in this area into Christmas and beyond should you have a really successful Giving Tree campaign?
Look, the only thing I know, when I talk to people who are looking after people at front line, they are so pleased. They understand. I mean, I've had over 100 letters from people who've received our drought hampers. Just, and their mums and dads and kids saying, you've got no idea how much benefit for us to know that people in the city realise what's happening in the bush. And it's really, really important. And look, I read them all. If somebody rings, I talk to them. And I was talking to a farmer the other day, somewhere between Burke and Wilcannia. He was in pretty dire straits in drought-wise. And I spent half an hour on the phone to him. And at the end of it, he said, Gerry, he said, thanks for listening to me. He said, because I sometimes spend a week here without seeing another person. And that I'll be honest, I got a lump in my throat and I had to say bye because otherwise I was going to sound like a blubbering fool.
And I'm sure that, as you point out, that just having that conversation is such an important part of this entire discussion and debate that we're having about the situation in Australia right now.
Well, the thing the charities in Canberra, food is the thing that brings people together. Then they can talk to people about their finances, their mental health, all of those sorts of things. But food gets them to that one point, you know, and that's the conduit for so many other conversations. And that's what's so good about it. You know, we were fortunate we won one of the Telstra Business Awards for Social Changemaker last year. And in my sort of thank you speech, I said, the one thing about Food Bank, we're a business with soul. Mm. And because we do have soul. You know, I used to work in the corporate sector and somebody once asked me what was the difference between working for a major corporate, and I won't name them, and working for a food bank. And I said, I've gone from working for the greedy and now I work for the needy. And it's not a bad catchphrase when you think of it.
It's probably very, very apt. And look, thanks so much for coming in this morning. We are going to be talking to you and your team throughout this campaign that runs up into and across December about what you need and how things are looking. So many thanks for partnering with us and for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Dan, and thanks, Adam. It's a pleasure to come down to Canberra and sort of say hello to you people.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you here. Gerry Anderson there is the CEO of Food Bank ACT in New South Wales. Adam, and some of those items, just to go over again, that they're accepting. Essentially, any food that's canned, that can be meat, fish, fruit, vegetables, soup, baked beans, spaghetti, some of those staples, noodles, pastas, rices, baby food and formula, toiletries, deodorants, soaps, body washes, shampoos, conditioners, baby wipes and nappies was the one that you heard there, Gerry, saying. I think he referred to it as being like gold when it comes to what's needed. Also, any of those kind of house cleaning products. And I'm not sure about you, Adam, but we decided in our house that we're going to, every week that we go shopping, we're going to try and get a couple of things. But even if you can only get one, then that is still so incredibly and tremendously helpful.
Canberra and the capital region welcomes the Giving Tree appeal with open arms every year. We look forward to it happening again. And if you want to find out more about specifics, abc.net.au/Canberra and foodbank.org.au will find all the details there. And we're looking forward to another Giving Tree campaign, which shows really the best side of all the locals in this region.